Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for March 27th, 2015. This week's news is brought to you by the International Cryptozoology Museum, located in Portland, Maine, which is the world's only cryptozoology museum. The International Cryptozoology Museum opened in 2003 and contains rare and original items collected by Lauren Coleman, the director of the museum. Visit the International Cryptozoology Museum at 11 Avon Street in downtown Portland, Maine. And for more information, please visit cryptozoologymuseum.com. Encrypted news, my latest book, Handbook for the Amateur Cryptozoologist, was released in February of 2014. Well, this year I decided to re-release the book as a second edition. Why? Well, other than to re-edit and reformat, I was approached about having a preface added to my book by one of the most renowned cryptozoologists, Lauren Coleman. The preface, by definition, is actually a foreword and is now included in the updated second edition of my book, which was just re-released earlier this week. The new version of the book will not be on online bookstores for a few more weeks, but is currently available through my website at briandparsons.com. In ghost news, one of the biggest answers to one of the biggest stories has been answered. We all obviously remember the story of the baby trapped in the overturned car in Utah, dubbed the Miracle Baby, and we all know why this story made its way into the paranormal news. Several of the officers reported hearing the voice of a woman, which they thought was alive and trapped in the vehicle. One question I had was that if these officers were wearing body cameras with sound, why couldn't we at least hear that few moments of audio? Obviously, the discovery of the driver, Lynn Grosbeck, who can be partially seen in previously released video, would be a bit gruesome and insensitive to show. Days after the accident, part of the video on the body cam was released, but now we have a full 11 minutes and 45 seconds, including the moment where the voice was supposedly heard around the 1 minute 58 second mark. I will first play the audio untouched. Well, not the entire 11:45, but just that few seconds, and then isolate the area where the voice was purportedly heard.
Straight down. Eric, get over here, Beddoes. We're helping. We're coming. Eric, get over here, Beddoes. We're helping! We're coming!
There was a lot of yelling, talking, including female voices, radio chatter, sirens, cars, rushing water, and a lot more going on during the rescue. The female who worked on the infant inside the ambulance was seen standing only a few feet away as rescuers worked on the vehicle. Well, unfortunately, this information might be enough to discredit the men's claims. And in other news, Pope Francis is being credited with performing a miracle. While speaking in Naples, Italy, the Pope kissed a sealed relic containing the powdered blood of St. Gennaro, which then turned to liquid in front of a stunned crowd. The crowd reportedly cheered as the miracle was announced. At first, it was said that this was only a half miracle, since only half the blood appeared to liquefy, but a few minutes later, the blood was completely liquid inside the ampoule. It is said that this happens a few times a year, and scientists state that this is merely due to the changes associated with the atmosphere when moving the ampoule to another location. There is some debate as well about some of the purported facts surrounding the supposed miracle. It was said that Pope Pius performed the same miracle back in 1849, yet according to written record, the blood liquefied the day prior to his visit. There was also the concern that this was nothing more than stage magic, as Cardinal Crescenzio Seppe, the city's archbishop, could be seen shaking the ampoule just before handing it off to the Pope. Lastly, no miracle has ever been attributed to the liquefaction of blood, and the Catholic Church is ignoring scientific explanations. Well, also during his visit, the pontiff told off the local mafia and was hand-delivered a pizza, all while cruising in the Popemobile. And another bright flash was seen in the skies over Russia. And you might remember that back in November of 2014, a similar video appeared about a bright orange flash recorded by a dash cam. Well, that event was more than likely a meteor breaking up in the skies, which could not be seen due to the heavy cloud cover. Now, on March 17th, over the skies of Stavropol, another video was recorded on dash cam showing a bright blue flash in the distance. Scientists state that this latest flash was not caused by a meteor, since nothing was detected on radar. One potential solution is a high-powered projector lamp used by airports to measure the height of clouds. An official at the Stavropol airport confirmed that the lamp was used in short bursts that night to measure cloud height. These lamps are no longer used in most parts of the world, but I do remember these growing up living near a municipal airport, and I can say that they are pretty bright when they're used. Others have argued, how could this have turned off streetlights? Well, that solution is pretty simple. Streetlights typically have sensors in them that detect light, and since the flash was bright enough, it more than likely triggered the lights to turn off. A series of strange booms were heard along the east coast of the United States on March 16th. From southern New Jersey south to the Outer Banks of North Carolina, reports of booms were logged at 4:24 and 6:24 p.m. While the USGS, the United States Geological Survey, claimed that there was no earthquake activity in the area at the time and is actively seeking input on those who experienced it. They have recorded 407 reports from 53 zip codes, with the Outer Banks seemingly being the epicenter of the noise. Some bad weather was reported off the coast, but thunder was ruled out due to the distance of the noise involved. The nearby Harvey Point Defense Testing Activity Facility claimed no planes were traveling at speeds to produce a sonic boom or any military activity involving aircraft being performed. Then, as the mystery was already a half mile deep, the following day, thousands of dead fish began to wash up on the shores of Corolla, North Carolina, and the Outer Banks. The fish mostly consisted of menhaden, which are small oily fish that are susceptible to rapid temperature fluctuations and rapid environmental changes. Yet, this explanation does not fit either. What happened along the coast of North Carolina with a pair of loud booms one day and 24 hours later, 3 miles worth of dead fish washing ashore? Well, this might be a case for Agent Mulder. Conference conventions and other paranormal gatherings. Well, April is a very busy month, as we have the Oregon Ghost Conference, April 10th to the 12th in Oregon City, Oregon. SalemCon, April 10th to the 12th in West Salem, Massachusetts. Virginia City Paracon, April 17th to the 19th in Virginia City, Nevada. The Lost Limbs Charity Horror Paracon 2015, April 18th to 19th in Scottsburg, Indiana. OuijaCon 2015, April 23rd through the 25th in Baltimore, Maryland. The Butler Paranormal Conference, April 25th in Butler, Pennsylvania. The Granbury Paranormal Expo, April 25th and 26th in Granbury, Texas. The Tyler Paranormal Conference, April 25th and 26th in Tyler, Texas. And we can turn our attention to cryptozoology. The 24th Annual Bigfoot Conference takes place April 18th, 2015 at Salt Fork State Park in Lore City, Ohio. For the complete list of events, which there's plenty of throughout the rest of the year, check out ParanewsInsider.com and click on the Events tab at the top. And as always, if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, as well as see it on the website, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. For the Paranormal News Insider, this is Dr. Brian Parsons reporting.